Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. There goes Alvis. The throw from Freehan to second, and Alves is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Askew moves to second. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Billy Harris. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Askew catches it and throws to second to double up Wirt. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Jimmy Hall. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Cummer now playing left field. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-2 in the game. Matchick strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Horacio Pena now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Lolick covering. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Askew moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cummer out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Horacio Pena. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.